News Hit.
Morning, Naomi Lynch with you. Charges have now been laid over a fatal hit and run at Tumbulgum on Monday afternoon following an arrest at the Brisbane International Airport yesterday morning. A 52-year-old man's been extradited back across the border and is scheduled to appear in Tweed Heads local court today on a string of offences including dangerous driving causing death. It's after a Gold Coast dad was killed when a car collided with two motorbikes on Tweed Valley Way before allegedly driving off. There's a total fire ban in place for the Gold Coast and much of southern Queensland today. It's thanks to some hot, dry and windy conditions over the next few days, leading to a severe fire danger warning from the Weather Bureau. We've already seen a bushfire break out near Canungra earlier this week, with the latest advice for residents of Serrabah to stay informed and make sure their fire evacuation plans are ready just in case. That blaze, as well as smoke from backburning operations at Clagrabah, have caused a thick blanket of smoke to settle over the coast today. Meantime, older Gold Coast residents and people working outdoors could be at higher risk of heatstroke this week. Temperatures are set to climb well above average for this time of year, getting up to 32 degrees in some parts. QAS paramedic Ian Piper says there are some telltale signs if someone's struggling in the heat.
Dizziness, disorientation and confusion. If you're concerned that anyone's suffering a heat-related condition, try to cool them down, loosen any clothing and give them sips of water. And if you're particularly concerned for their welfare, call 000.
All eyes on the federal court in Melbourne this morning as it decides the fate of a family of Tamil asylum seekers. A mum, dad and their two Australian-born girls from Billawilla have been in detention since their visa expired last year. They're now waiting on Christmas Island. And a new high-rise planned for the top end of Broadbeach is taking the slimline concept to a whole new level, 21 of them actually. Plans have been submitted to council for a 60-unit project on the corner of the Gold Coast Highway and Rosewood Avenue, the point of difference being its super skinny north-to-south aspect. To sport, and the Boomers are through to the next stage of the Basketball World Cup thanks to a scrappy 13-point win over Senegal.
Senegal present some unique challenges just with their overall size, I guess, and the ferocity with which they crashed the offensive boards with all five guys.
That's coach Andre Lamanis. And still no word if Mitchell Starc will be in the Aussie 11 for the fourth Ashes test, which starts tonight at Old Trafford. And you can get more news on demand whenever you want by downloading our app via your smart speaker or through our website.